If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
A company using AI has just raised $65 million led by SoftBank, the famous software investor. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into who that is, what they're doing with the money, and what the implications for the industry are. So Tractable is the company that has just snapped up the $65 million, and they are a property damage appraisal company that uses AI to help assess property damage. So the way that this company works is that they're actually using computer vision to help with insurance operations. Of course, this big round of funding they've just done is their Series E, so they're a little bit further down the pipe as far as funding rounds go. And they had SoftBank's Vision Fund 2, which pitched into this. They also had Insight Partners and Georgian that pitched in. So this is a London-based company which processes a very impressive $7 billion in claims every single year. They have partnerships with insurance behemoths like Aviva, Geico, and Admirable. And they have established themselves really as a trailblazer in AI-powered damage assessment for cars and properties. So I think the freshly infused funds that they've just raised here are going to help to fuel its existing operations, while also really just catalyzing deeper forays into one of the largest markets, which is Japan. So I think that this is also going to really empower them to incorporate state-of-the-art AI advancements to broaden its scope from just insurance appraisals to repairs, maintenance, and sales of scanned items. So really kind of taking it in a whole other direction and to the next level. So the CEO and founder is Alex Daliak, and he shared his vision in an email interview recently to TechCrunch. And he said that the quote-unquote breakthroughs in generative visual AI will allow us to generate synthetic visual data that can accelerate the AI feedback loop. He also emphasized the potential for large language models, conversational AI, and multi-model AI in creating an expert AI that can essentially, you know, assess your car and home, but also converse and advise you on the best way to repair, protect, and sell your two most valuable assets, which is your car and home, right? So Daliak also highlighted the surge in property appraisals for natural disaster recovery in Japan, and he anticipated a 10x year-over-year volume growth in its automotive aftermarket vertical because of pandemic-induced labor and parts shortages. So the timeline, the timeliness of Tractable's diversification, I think, can't be overstated. The landscape has become way more competitive since it began. There's rivals like U of I, ProofStation, Raven, Claims Genius, Innovation Group, and many others offer a very similar kind of remote assessment tool. And so I think just 2 years ago, Tractable raised $60 million, and that brought its valuation all the way up to $1 billion. So, you know, that was a big number. And now in the second round, they barely were able to, you know, outraise that by about $5 million. I think that really kind of shows where the market is at now. It's obviously much more competitive. You know, when you go to a whole nother round, when you go from all the way to the Series E, you would expect to have a significantly higher amount raised. Only being able to beat that by $5 million, I think, is indicative of the market overall. So I think, as you know, Daliak, he kind of remained coy about the current valuation, and he alluded to a push-pull dynamic due to the, you know, the deceleration of late-stage growth rounds and also the acceleration of VC investments in AI. So he didn't really say what the valuation is. One can assume that if they're only raising $5 million more than the last round, the valuation probably hasn't gone up. And there is a possibility that the valuation actually went down since the last round. So I think that is something to consider when you're looking at, you know, these companies that are raising big rounds. SoftBank's position as a lead investor, I think, is significant considering its, you know, somewhat turbulent past investments. SoftBank has made some really big bets in the past, kind of as the whole software bubble was bursting after, you know, COVID. And so I think that the current move marks a comeback for the company in the VC arena. The investment director for SoftBank's investments advisor expressed her excitement to collaborate with Traceable's team, and she really underlined the immense potential for AI technology to disrupt various different sectors. So looking forward, I think the Japanese market, with its tech-savvy consumers, really robust insurance sector, and a pressing need for automation, appears to be ripe for Traceable's AI solution. I mean, time will tell if they're able to scale there as they're hoping. But I think the investment represents a really strong position for them. The startup has, you know, some strategic opportunities to deepen its foothold and navigates Japan's complex enterprise ecosystem through collaboration with SoftBank, right? SoftBank is based out of Japan. And so I think that this might be just a great play for them. Daliak hints at the essentially untapped potential of integrating Traceable's technology earlier into vehicles' life cycles. So not just in damage assessments after an accident, but he actually believes that Traceable's tech can expedite vehicle repair, production, and recycling, while also providing valuable manufacturing feedback insights from the road. So I think, despite being unprofitable currently, which is not a good sign for a company, right? This is not the time you want to be unprofitable. It makes it incredibly difficult to raise a round of funding, incredibly difficult to continue. And so I think despite that, Daliak remains optimistic about Tractable's journey towards profitability. He admitted that the VC-backed sector's ability to turn profitable is being tested amidst the current interest rate environment. But with SaaS margins, of their business being fairly robust, Traceable is nearly there on EBITDA break even, he said. So I think that this is definitely a positive sign for the company, the fact that they're close to EBITDA break even. But I think that this is important to, you know, state that even a company that has raised $60 million in the last round, $65 million in this round, they're not profitable. And I think that probably counted against them in today's market. When they're trying to do another raise. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if their valuation declined from their last raise. People are like, oh, they're being coy, not saying their valuation. Like, no one doesn't share their valuation if the valuation didn't jump up a ton, right? You'd be like, oh man, our company 10x'd its valuation. Don't you wish you got in on this round of funding? Maybe you can get in on the next one, right? Like, that's the narrative you'd be spinning if you saw something impressive. And perhaps even a small increase in valuation isn't very impressive, because, you know, investors are obviously looking for a 10 or 100x on their money, although growth rounds are slightly different. But I think the fact that they're not talking about that is pretty indicative of the state of the company. And I mean, it's not just the company. It might be a great company, but the state of the industry overall. That being said, you know, we've seen the ability for even very large companies like Facebook and Google and others to cut a lot of costs and see the profitability of their company increase quite substantially. Their stock market prices have gone up when they've made those moves. And so I think for a company like Tractable to not be doing that to achieve profitability is dangerous. Like, I'm not 100% sure what they're going for. I'm happy they were able to raise their latest round, but, you know, had they not been able to pull that off, obviously they would look very foolish not being able to achieve profitability post, you know, a $60 million round of funding. So I think time will tell how they continue to play out, if they're able to achieve profitability, and if their new endeavors in Japan are as profitable and successful as they hope. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time and still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open and happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.